A Prayer to Increase Your Faith by Tiffany Tabalt, read by Leah Martin. He replied, "Because you have so little faith. Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." Matthew 17:20. You have so little faith. Can you imagine hearing Jesus say those words to you? His disciples had asked Jesus why they couldn't cast a demon out of a child. Jesus then said that if they only had faith the size of a mustard seed, they could move a mountain. Have you ever seen a mustard seed? It's really tiny. In all my years of walking with the Lord, I've never seen anyone move a literal mountain. I have, however, seen lives dramatically changed when the mountains of self-centeredness and anger are removed. I have seen hearts and homes drastically improved when someone in that home begins to completely immerse themselves into the Word of God. I've seen many people do the impossible. I've seen what the power of forgiveness can do in a life. I've seen what happens when someone reaches out and lends a hand to someone who's hurting. I've seen what happens when someone chooses to set aside their agenda to love someone unlovable. I've seen the power of a hug. I've been challenged when I see someone forgive the unforgivable. There is incredible power when you show love and kindness and caring to another person. It takes incredible faith to do what seems at times impossible to do. Hebrews 11:1 says this about faith. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Faith isn't belief in something we can see. It's belief in something that we hope to see. What in your life is not quite working out as you had hoped for? Have faith. Do the impossible in that situation. Forgive. Love. Don't quit. Set boundaries with kindness if needed. A mustard seed is very small. If that's the size of your faith in Jesus, then that's enough. Keep on looking to Him. Keep reading your Bible. Keep trusting Him to do the hard work as you keep on loving and praying for those hard hearts and situations that surround you. Go into your day with this promise from James 1:2 through 4. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. I love that. Your faith produces steadfastness. And that makes us perfect, complete, and lacking nothing. Can you keep on in faith in all your situations, trusting the Lord with what seems impossible? Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you that nothing is impossible in my life as I trust you in every area. Give me wisdom in all these difficult things facing me today. Give me the faith to be able to trust again, to forgive, to care, to love all those who have caused me pain. Give me the faith I need to keep doing the right thing at work and at home. Give me the faith to be able to keep on trusting you for all the hard spots in my heart, my home, and my work. I'm giving you all the worries and concerns facing me today and trusting you to do the impossible, Lord. Increase my faith today, Lord, I pray. Amen.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.